it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Welcome, welcome on this chilly, chilly Sunday evening. It's nice and icy outside if you're in the D.C. area. God bless you because it is a mess. And it must mean that I love you guys because I actually drove in to the studio to be with you guys tonight along with two other special guests. So thank you to Wally and to Dr. Gray for joining us this evening, braving the harsh roads to come to the studio. Appreciate it.
No problem. Not a problem at all.
Appreciate that. Well, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. I appreciate you joining me. You know, I thought I wasn't even going to get into the studio tonight because I forgot the code. So I couldn't even unlock the doors.
Must have been a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. Did a little shopping with my mom. Let's see. Got a haircut, had some drinks, went to a nice, delicious restaurant in Prince George's County, Maryland. They opened up a Copper Canyon in Prince George's County. Pretty doggone tasty.
Swell. Over there by the Wegmans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just swell.
Swell place.
Swell.
Although, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but I definitely did not like the attitude of that manager last night.
Oh, yeah.
We ordered our food at the bar. Asked for crab dip. They brought out a crab cake.
Mm-mm.
We were like, no, we don't want that. We want crab dip. Come to find out, they don't have crab dip. So we were like, well, just bring out our food. It took them almost an hour to bring out our food.
Oh,
and, you know, when I'm hungry, I'm not the nicest person in the world. But, you know, our server was fine. But, you know, we let the manager know, like, hey, you know, something got mixed up. The wires got crossed. And what kind of concession are you going to give us? Because we waited for like an hour for our food. He was like, oh no, I've been in here all night and nothing has taken more than 20 minutes to come out the kitchen. I said, so you calling me a liar? Really?
Yeah.
You calling me a liar?
I guess that whole mentality of the customer is always right just doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
I don't believe in that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The only people that really believe in customer service nowadays is Chick-fil-A.
Well,
or the ones that I've been to.
Explain that.
Because Chick-fil-A, they are always nice. They say, you know, it's my pleasure to serve you, and here you go. And, you know, I like that kind of thing. They make me feel good about myself when I go to Chick-fil-A. But, you know what? But, you know, I'm going to give Copper Canyon a chance in Prince George's County because I'm happy to get quality food where I live. Now, I don't like always having to go into D.C. I want to stimulate the economy where I live.
Oh, preach.
So, that's how I feel about the situation. Even though he got a little testy, I had to kind of bring him back down to earth and let him know that I will not be tolerating that kind of BS. So, get your staff together and just communicate better with the kitchen. But, I digress
Miss
on
Marie's
that.
Miss Marie's a boss. She's a boss. That's all
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's a boss.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's not even tonight's topic whatsoever. Tonight we're talking about being unhappily single during the holiday season because a lot of people who are out here who are just sad and I don't want to say miserable, but maybe that's, I don't know, I feel like that might be a little too harsh to call somebody miserable because I don't want to call anybody that, but there are a lot of sad people out there, especially when the holiday season comes around and they don't have a significant other or perhaps they don't have any family or friends or relatives close by. They kind of get into a funk when the holidays come around, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So I got Dr. Gray and I got Wally in the studio to kind of break it down for me because maybe, well, I know Dr. Gray's not unhappily single.
Not anymore.
Are you unhappily single, Wally?
Oh, never.
I'm not unhappily single. Never. But somebody out there is having second thoughts about everything when it comes to Christmas and New Year's and all that jazz. But we'll talk about that after the break, so keep it right here on The Flow.
to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
I was in bed, eyes to the sky, tears on my face, and I thought about
is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm gonna look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
At this hour of the day. Would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make sure you tell your friends about us. We are on the air each and every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You just heard music from The Foreign Exchange. The song was Eyes to the Sky. Right before that was Gretchen Parlato. That was her cover of Mary J. Blige's All That I Can Say. And right before that was Wally's girlfriend, Alicia Keys.
I love you, Alicia. Please listen to the show.
And the song was Little Drummer Girl. So that's a Christmas song I'm going to give you all for the evening. I might play another one. Who knows? But tonight in the studio, we have Dr. Gray. Dr. Gray, you can go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell them who you are, what you do.
Oh, you know, right now I'm a psychologist at Howard, right? And just trying to help out the students and working in practice and help out whoever crosses my threshold to deal with some of the mental health concerns that they may be having. So.
All right. And we have Wally. Wally, why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
My name is Wally. Hello, nice people of the free world.
You're a sports fanatic.
I'm a big sports fanatic. I have my own sports show, sports podcast show called The Urban Sports Thing. Matter of fact, right before I came to do the show, I was on ESPN 1580 in Colorado talking about about the Washington Redskins.
Oh, boy.
It's been very depressing. So you can help me out,
please. Yeah.
So
we will talk.
Tonight's show is about depression, so to speak. You know, we're talking about being unhappily single during the holiday season, but we might have to have another show unhappily an unhappy Redskins fan.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be another show.
Exactly.
But like I said, tonight's topic is being unhappily single during the holidays, because unfortunately we have a lot of people who, you know, just get bummed out and down on their luck when it comes to, you know, holidays. You know, when it comes to well, I shouldn't say anything. I don't know. But holidays seem to really bring it out for people. And that's why I really wanted to have you here, Dr. Gray, to talk about that. You know, what can people do in this situation when they're just down and out, bummed out? Maybe stuff has happened. Maybe they've broken up, or maybe they've been single for a long time. By the way, there is a blog out there on thisdateisover.com. Go to the homepage or the blog page, either or. It's called Unhappily Single During the Holidays, and we'll be discussing all the points that we put out there. So Dr. Gray, back to you.
All right, well, you know, there's a couple of different things that you mentioned and a couple of different things to keep in mind, because mm-hmm. people can be unhappy or be dealing with a lot of different issues. Sometimes it's because of a recent issue, like it's a recent loss or mm-hmm. a breakup, but other times it's, you know, more of a chronic, you know, space and mm-hmm. feeling of unhappiness. And both of those, they can result in like the same immediate feeling of saying, yeah, you know, I'm unhappy. But really understanding what's going on is an important thing. If it is about, you know, the loss of a loved one or the mm-hmm. loss of a relationship, it's you got to give yourself time to grieve, time to mourn, and recognize that it's okay. And, you know, as much as other people may be saying, oh, just get over it, you know, it's
yeah,
a season to be happy.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Mm-hmm. When people say that, that's kind of heartless to me. Oh, just get over it. Like, you spent 3, 4, 10, whatever years with that person, and you telling the person to get over it, it's only been 2 months. Like, that's not mm-hmm. realistic. Their no. patterns. They're used to, you know, that person being around, and no matter how crappy that person may have been to them in the long run, they were used to him or her coming home at a certain hour. They were used to the companionship. They were mm-hmm. used to going out together or cooking together, having sex, whatever. So, you know, they're now single. What do they do?
Well, some of the things that we would tell them to do, first of all, give themselves permission to feel whatever it is they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody else is saying get over it, then sometimes you got to just put them on mute, ignore,
yes.
and just do what you got to do for you. It's important also to eat right, exercise, get sleep, you know, because these are the things that really help you maintain your emotional defenses and your mental well-being. If you're tired
right.
and exhausted, yeah. If you're not eating right, you know, you're eating the wrong things, you just end up feeling kind of blah and whatnot, then don't you notice that your emotions end up feeling kind of blah and just whatever?
Yeah, so. I know. After I had a really bad breakup, I did not eat. Like, I didn't have an appetite. That was a gift and a curse. I mean, I did lose weight. But, you know, my heart was a little empty, and so was my stomach, but I looked good.
Well, that's an important thing, because you do want to be able to look good so you can get back out there. But in really, in terms of making sure that you have the, you know, just the energy, the wherewithal to get back, you know, get back out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the right attitude, you do need to eat right. You do need to exercise. You do need to sleep. You do need to have a plan. You need to say, okay, what can I do to just get out and do something different? Because right now, you know, being home alone and just starting to contemplate whether you should get, you know, 15 cats all at the same time and just kind of do your thing is probably not, you know, in your best interest. So really saying, well, let me get out there and try something different, whether it's picking up a new hobby, joining a social group. You know, I think in the blog on This Date Is Over, mm-hmm. you talked about doing like meetup.
Yes,
or,
yes, yes.
We will
get
social.
To that.
I mean,
we will
a
get
lot
to
of
that.
To do.
And going back to, you know, the negative energy, like I get it. I've had, you know, a bad breakup. I don't think it was ever during like the holiday season, but anytime is a bad time to me when you're going through something that critical. But when it comes, like I said, back to the holidays, the first point I put out there was, don't be a Scrooge. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I cannot stand is when I log on to social media, especially when it's the holiday season, and it's always some bitter person. I hate Christmas. I hate this. I hate Valentine's Day. I hate couples. I hate.
Mm.
And that was my number one. Please don't be a Scrooge. I get it. If you're upset about something, you are entitled to your feelings, but keep it to yourself. Or like maybe write it in a journal. Don't blast it out on social media and everywhere else to try to stomp on everybody else's joy. You will have your joy eventually, but try to keep that to a minimum, because I know I personally don't want to see it. And then I think a lot of people start to tune you out and not take you seriously.
That's true, and sometimes that can actually mask something else. So if you're really feeling that kind of way and that's all you're putting out there, then hopefully one of your friends will pull you aside or, you know, send you a message to be like, maybe you should go talk to somebody. There's a reason that the whole mental health field exists. We are there
but
to
black
listen.
People ain't that's into to the mental health thing, unfortunately. So I want to talk to you, Ollie, pass it to you. Now, do you have any of those friends like that who are just, you know, bummed out, constantly negative, and when it comes to the holidays, they got the bitter statuses?
Statuses, yes, you see it all, they're all over social media.
But have you seen any related to Christmas and whatnot?
to Christmas? No. Usually the most popular time when I see it is probably Valentine's Day. You get them all Valentine's Day.
I'm going to reserve my comments on that.
You get them all Valentine's Day.
I might have
Day.
Seen it on somebody's timeline in the room.
I'm joking. I joke around all the time, so don't take me serious. I joke around when I do it. I'm never serious. My social media personality is so phony to who I really am anyway, so that's really matter.
Is it?
It very.
Oh, so you really don't love Alicia Keys?
Oh, I love Alicia Keys. That's the truth. But back to your point, it's funny because like when I broke up with my ex, that's what I did. Like you're talking about, you know, getting physically active. When I broke up with my ex years ago, I felt like being, you know, getting busy trying to better myself, put my mind at a different level in terms of positivity. It was like I was more focused on myself. I gave myself time to kind of be on that negative, you know, it was being negative. And then when I felt like being busy, being more active, being trying to get fit and things of that sort, it put me more in a positive aspect because I was more worried and concerned about myself and trying to take care of myself rather than putting out that negative aura out there about, you know, about anything. So that I totally agree with that. That I totally agree with. But in terms of, you know, the holidays, I always tell people, like, you're focusing on negative stuff. You know, I always tell you, don't focus on the negative stuff. Focus on what's positive. Yes, you had a breakup. That happened. You know.
But even if they didn't have a breakup recently, like, it's still some people who are just down in the dumps.
Well, yeah, that too. If you're down, if you're in that regard, you still focus on negativity. Mm-hmm. All right, get back to the positive. You're breathing. All right.
Well,
all right, that's important.
Good place to start.
You are blessed.
That's put that first off. You're blessed.
That
you're
is
breathing.
That is point number four on the blog. You know, the art of contentment. And I'm going to read what I put in here. It says, I know a lot of times, myself included, we can focus on what we are lacking, but I challenge all of you to reshape your thinking and be thankful for what you've got. If you still have breath in your body, my friend, you are blessed. So take the time to appreciate the many blessings that already exist in your life. Because we all are blessed. Yeah. You know, if we are living and breathing, we are blessed. But, you know, of course, it's easier to see the glass half empty.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I definitely want people to take the time to see the glass half full or full. Like, you know, I'm blessed beyond measure. Lord, I have way too many clothes. Of course, I always want more. Mm-hmm. But I'm blessed. You know, I'm able to pay my bills on time for the most part. I have a car that works most of the time. You know, I've never missed a meal. I'm never hungry. You know, my mother lives right down the street from me. My father's not that far away either. So, you know, I have family. I might not like all my relatives, but I got the ones that I need in my corner. So, you know I can get down on my luck, but I have to, you know, definitely reshape my thinking. Because I know I've been having some real stressful moments, Lord Jesus.
So you mentioned a couple of interesting things, though. I mean, it's like, it's real easy to get focused on ourselves and on the negative pieces. But, you know, especially around this time, we start naturally to kind of think about others, but we don't always do something about it. And, you know, if you're really kind of in that down space and really kind of lost in your own thoughts in your own head, then maybe it's time to step out and do something different. Go out to a homeless shelter. Go volunteer somewhere. Do something and focus on somebody else
do
for a while.
Something different.
And you'd be surprised at the effect it has on your own personal spirit.
Yep. And don't just limit that to holiday seasons, too, because, you know, a lot of these, you know, volunteer homes and whatnot, they get gobs of service and volunteers during the holiday season, Christmas and Thanksgiving. But right after Christmas, you know, January through October, people are MIA. So think about that too. You know, think about extending yourselves beyond the Christmas holiday.
Capital Area Food Bank. Like, help those folks out. They're definitely helping out. They've been helping out for years. They do a good job. Matter of fact, they're helping out with trying to have like organic food, so they have a garden.
That's cool.
Yeah, garden in Northeast DC. So yeah, try to spend your time helping people out. Just try to, a lot of us are selfish. Let's try to be like selfless.
There you mean.
That's a big thing to me. So just try to help out, and you know, doing that kind of cause, helping people out, it definitely gives you a point where you don't feel
it
lonely.
Into perspective. Exactly. You know, it gives you more perspective, you know, and to see that your life really isn't all that bad.
Yeah.
There's always going to be somebody who has it worse than you, and then again, there's always going to be somebody who has it better than you, but you just have to be, you know, grateful for your blessings, because people that have all the money in the world still ain't happy.
Exactly. Yeah, many of them.
Money does
really
not
depressed.
Make people happy. It would make me a lot happier right now, but that's not going to be the main source of my happiness, so it's a holistic approach, but we'll talk more about that. But going back to depression and Dr. Gray, how do we get people, especially in the Black community, to reach out for help? You know, and a lot of people think that it's a bad thing. Well, I'm not crazy. I can do this all myself. You know, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you just punch somebody for no reason, or you got punch holes in your wall in your house, or, you know, you screaming at your kids all the time. So how do we get that person to realize that, hey, maybe you should talk to somebody?
Well, part of it is if people that have experienced depression can really start to open up and just be willing to take that risk, but also mm-hmm. they can do it in ways and in segments or in places where the whole idea and the mentality is we're going to reduce the stigma. We're going to make it okay mm-hmm. to talk about what it is that we're going on. And it doesn't necessarily mean you got to put all your business out there, but to say, look, I've been having a rough time lately. I don't want to go into details, but, you know, has anybody else been having a rough time?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, everybody's hand is going to go up because we all know what it is. Our details may be different, but the emotional experience of trying to deal with whatever is going on that is just making life hard
mm-hmm.
is a very consistent experience. And the more we can start to talk about that, then the more we can get into, well, you know, it's not that I've just been feeling like I've been having a hard time lately. This has actually been going on for a while. And we start to say, well, is there anybody that you can talk to, anybody you can relate to? Yes. You know, Black folks in particular, we go to the emergency rooms and we go to, you know,
the
pastors.
Mall.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we go to friends mm-hmm. as well. And the more we can have friends, family members, whatever, that can at least say, look, maybe you should go talk to somebody that is a professional, that'll open up the conversation. But it also means that we as professionals got to get out there and really be seen. You know, doing shows like this or doing outreach, speaking to churches, speaking mm-hmm. to schools and whatever, and really just kind of saying, hey, this is what a psychiatrist or a psychologist looks like. We are not all about putting people in, you know, the white
right.
coats and rubber rooms.
Right.
You know,
no straitjackets here. We're just trying to help you. We want you to lead healthy lives. And, you know, you have to be emotionally stable and healthy. Nowadays, I mean, it's a lot on our shoulders. I know I'm stressed the hell out, but hey, I'm still smiling. I might have somebody, can somebody give me a donation so I can have a couple of sessions with Dr. Gray? Thank you. Merry Christmas to me. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it on the flow.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from MGMT. The song was Electric Feel. I love that song. I was jamming to that earlier. I just had to play it. Ain't go with nothing on the show tonight, but I was going to play that song. So I hope y'all enjoyed that. That was MGMT with Electric Feel. I got Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
How you doing, fine people? I love the Devin. I really like it.
Right.
I'm digging it right now. Like I'm
the Devin
I'm
the
like,
dude,
yeah,
right?
I'm like singing it right now in my mind.
Like see what I can pull.
Exactly.
And not singing like the dude on the video.
Not like that.
Oh, yes. And we also have Dr. Gray in the studio.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And we're talking about being unhappily single during the holiday season. And one of the things I was talking about during the break is that if you are unhappy or depressed right now, I advise you to go on YouTube and search for this guy. His name is Ice JJ Fish on Instagram and on YouTube. By far the worst singing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I pray that he auditions for American Idol. Like, the dude cannot sing at all. At all. Like, he's awful, but it's absolutely hilarious. And it brought a tear to my eye. And actually, I cried myself to sleep last night watching his videos. I was laughing so hard. I know I woke up my whole neighborhood. Mm. So, folks out there, if you are going through some things, depressed, need a laugh, please go to YouTube and look up Ice JJ Fish. Terrible. Good and terrible. Good for laughter, terrible singing. And yeah, he gives me hope, okay?
Feels like his heart is in the right place.
I don't know if his heart is in the right place, but his voice is in the all the wrong places. So one thing, that's Ice JJ Fish. So I'm putting him on. Terrible singing. But yeah, back to tonight's topic. So on thisdateisover.com, make sure you check out the website. We have the blog posted, Unhappily Single During the Holidays. And point number two is self-love is the best love.
So true.
They say self-love is the best love, so take this time to love on you. Get a manicure, pedicure, professional massage. Hey, I love massage envy. Ladies, get yourself a new toy if that's something that you're into. Fellas, get you a gadget. Travel. And by the way, I can coordinate your travel for you because I'm also a travel agent. But whatever you do, do something that you love or consider trying something new. Groupon, Living Social are great resources. And besides, you know, you're saving money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy an extra gift for somebody. You can spend it on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, come on now. I love me. I love me some me. I know what I like. So I'm going to get something that I like. Yeah. I don't need to worry about what size he wears and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I'll be all right.
You can get you the wrong size if you just want to have the experience of going back to the store just for the fun of it.
Right. And, you know, I can get me some wine or something else. You know, so think of it as something positive. You don't have to buy any extra gifts for somebody because that can be stressful trying to figure out what to buy somebody for Christmas.
Yes, it can be. Very.
Right.
Yeah, I swear with my family.
Me too.
I take care of my family. Make sure I know my parents, what they need, or my little sister. Me and my brother have a deal. We don't give each other nothing. Right. So it makes it much easier. But other than that, yeah, that's the only time I stress out over Christmas. Other than that, yeah. As being single though, back to just worried about yourself. I mean, I definitely like to, you know, take care of myself. Whatever makes me happy around this time, I go for it. You know, so if the whole focus is about making you happy, if you as a single individual, make yourself happy. There's no need to dwell on what you don't have. Just dwell on what you do have.
Well, part of what you're saying right now, though, is the idea of having the attitude that, you know, you're going to be happy being single. You know, we're talking about this thing of unhappily single.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so much of it just goes back to what attitude are you choosing to have.
That's true.
You can choose to be unhappy.
A lot of people choose to be unhappy.
Exactly.
And some people don't want to be helped. Like, I know somebody that was very depressed and, you know, suicidal, and I did everything that I could to try to help this person. You know, I called the church, I called, you know, suicide hotline and everything else, and I gave him some resources to call, and I was like, he just wasn't receptive. Like, well, it's nothing else I can do at this point to help. Like, I did all that I can do.
Yeah.
But it's like, but you know, you feel helpless because you want to help somebody, but if they're not receptive to it, what can you do? Like, do you back off? I know I tend to back off because I can't deal with so much, you know, of this person's negative energy. Like I said, I know we have our moments. I know I have my moments too when I'm like bummed out, but when a person seems to be bummed out 24/7, I can't deal with that.
There does come a point where, you know, professional help really needs to be involved. And I mean, mm-hmm. that if somebody's feeling, you know, depressed and suicidal, they definitely need to be talking with, you know, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, but a mental health professional, you know, licensed
professional. But you can't make an adult do something. That's the thing.
No, you can't. But you can introduce the possibility. You can at least provide them with the resources. Mm-hmm. And so what you did with trying to get that person involved in help was the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you back off or not, I mean, we really don't want to back off when we're talking about life and death issues. You know, mm-hmm. it's one of the things that I've said to clients, or even at times when I was just working with, you know, not working, but, mm-hmm. you know, I had a friend that was in crisis. It's like, look, I'm going to be here. I'm going to have your back. I'm going to watch out for you, mm-hmm. even when you don't feel like watching out for yourself, because I'd rather you be alive and mad at me than dead and nothing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we really can't afford to back off. We provide support. And you, when somebody's feeling that depressed or possibly feeling suicidal, usually what they're looking for is somebody to say, hey, look, I still care about you. I care enough mm-hmm. to get up in your face and let you know I'm not going to let you go that easily. Because when people are feeling suicidal like that, they're often feeling hopeless. They're feeling sometimes like they're a burden to other people, or they're feeling like nobody cares, or that, you know, they want to ask for help, but, you know, they don't want to be seen some way, so they're just going to, they may be acting in a certain way, hoping somebody will ask the question. And it may mean that for those of us that are in a better mental space, when we're talking to people that are in distress, we ask the question, not once, not twice, not three times, but we ask and we ask and we ask, sometimes to the point where the person says, you know, just gets annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But better them to be annoyed and alive than feeling abandoned, isolated, alone, and possibly on their way to hurting themselves.
Well, clearly that's something I need to work on, because after a while I got tired of checking on the person. I'm going to just be honest. Like, you know, I prayed for that person. And, you know, I talked to that person, I don't know how many times, but it's like, it was the same thing. So I was like, you know what? I don't know what else to do, because sometimes they would answer the phone, sometimes they wouldn't. They just stopped responding to my text messages mm-hmm. and phone calls. And I was like, you know what? This person is really sucking the life out of me. And I don't know what else to do. So I'm going to just, you know, keep my distance. I'm going to pray for this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but after that, I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to continue to call this person.
Well, it's not because something you're trying to take on alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sometimes when somebody's in that much distress, mm-hmm. the best thing that you can do is go with more than one person mm-hmm. to share the burden, share the load,
mm-hmm.
and really, so that way it's not falling all on your shoulders. But I mean, have, say, like, okay, you know, you got a group of friends, and everybody says, all right, I'm gonna take a day to check on this person,
mm-hmm.
and that way it just kind of rotates, and then when you're not on, you have time to actually.
But that was an issue too, because we didn't have any like mutual friends, so it was just like, damn, I was like, I don't think I know anybody else that we have in common that could like talk to this person. So
now that's a good time for introductions. You know, hey, want you to meet so and so? They gonna check up on you tomorrow.
Right?
And sometimes, you know, it can be that abrupt.
I want you to meet Dr. Gray. He's gonna check up on you tomorrow. Because I really didn't know what to do, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, because it seemed to be a pattern that this person would only reach out to me when they were depressed mm-hmm. or like upset. It was never like any in between, because it used to be in between, like, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And it just became like cryptic messages, like life ain't worth it no more, or mm-hmm. just random stuff. So I don't know. Like I'm going on a tangent right now, I'm sorry, but I mean it's all relative, because it's a lot of unhappy people out there, and we need to get them the help that they need. So, and I just didn't know how to deliver that person, other than, you know, calling, like I said, the police and calling, you know, the suicide hotline and well, going over there, and it was, you know,
those things that you did were, you know, very necessary, and that's really kind of what should be done. You know, if you've gotten to the point where you're at your wit's end, by all means, call on the help and, you know, the resources that are there. They're not just for the person that's in distress. They're there for the person that is trying to support mm-hmm. the person that's in distress. You know, and okay, it really is just one of those things about providing with as much help, as much support as you can in as many different ways possible, trying to help the person find something that they can connect to and say, you know what, this is something I can feel hopeful about. Okay. You know, we can talk more about
talk more about it after the break. And actually, we're going to go on to Facebook and get some of the comments that people said. You know, we asked you guys what's some good advice to give to somebody who is unhappily single during the holiday season. And keep in mind, you can post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover, or you can tweet me at dateisover and let me know, you know, what are some things that somebody can do, or what advice would you give to somebody who is unhappily single during the holiday season. Also, keep in mind, you can give us a call in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Until be fine. Just wait me, wait me.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. That was music by The Internet. Yes, the group is called The Internet, and the song was Shadow Dance. Gotta send a shout out to my homie D. Thank you for sending me that album. I love it. So check out The Internet. That sounds weird saying that. Check out The Internet.
But yes, The Internet.
Right. Go on the Internet to find The Internet. The group called The Internet. Love their music. The song was Shadow Dance. In the studio tonight, we got Dr. Gray.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And we got Wally.
Hello, swell people.
And we are talking about being unhappily single during the holiday season. And don't forget, you can give us a call in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. And I asked online on the Facebook page and in the Facebook group and all over Facebook, what advice would you give to somebody who was unhappily single during the holiday season? And Brittany said, surround yourself with friends and or their families. Troy said, for the single men and women who are kind, loving, and genuinely interested in finding someone they can foster a friendship and relationship with, I say, remain faithful, keep an open mind, and stay positive. For the bitter people who choose to piss on others' happiness and contaminate other people's relationships, marriages, because they are morally bankrupt inside, kill yourself.
Wow. That's harsh.
Can't say that.
No, yeah. We don't condone killing anyone, so don't kill yourself. But I understand what he's saying. Like, he's just saying, don't rain on everybody else's parade. But please don't kill yourself. Cookie said, go volunteer. Somebody always has it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie says, don't worry, be happy. Really? If it was that easy, huh? You just snap your fingers and be happy.
I wish. Of course, I'd be out of a job.
Right? DeAndre says, be happy. You don't have to buy gifts.
That's positive.
Listen to...
Especially in this economy.
Right, in this economy, yes. He said, listen to What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? Have a drink and get over it. Damn. They make it seem like getting over it is so easy.
Yeah.
Sean says, pray.
I like that.
Keith says, find a few holiday get-togethers, mixers, get out, network, and meet people, volunteer to help the less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does it, maybe he meant to say put. Not only does it put things in perspective, but helping others can be one of the most rewarding acts. And absolutely it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, going back to, you know, staying busy, like get active. Being active is great. And if you're one of those people who, you know, I don't mind being alone. Like, I love me some me. And I love me some me time. And if it's any time I can get in my bed, I got a new bed. Yes, love it. Right. Yes, I needed that. I broke my other bed. Not during any type of fun activities. Yeah, I just sat on it. It broke.
Add that disclaimer. Always add that disclaimer.
But I got a new bed and I love it. And I love me some me time. Like, I don't have to be in the streets all the time. And I can be at home in the bed with my computer or some music or some wine or a gentleman. Maybe not. But I love me some me time. So it doesn't bother me being by myself. You know, I rarely cut the TV on. I was talking to Dr. Gray before we came to the studio. Like, I don't really watch TV like that. So my TV is pretty much off.
So, ain't missing much.
Right. I like having my peace. You know, the only thing I watch is Judge Judy. I love her. She's the best. She's the greatest. Very mean. But I love her. So, you know, me, if you're the type of person who can't handle being alone, if you're the type that's going to be, you know, crying your eyes out, or maybe just, you know, you're going to get lost in your negative thoughts, get out. get out of the house. Meetup.com is a great resource. You can find people who like exactly what you do. Maybe you like basket weaving. Search for basket weaving on Meetup.com. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly certain you'll find a basket weaving group, or make your own. Like, mm-hmm. create your own group. You know, I think it costs like $75 a year, mm-hmm. maybe, to create a group or meetup. So create a meetup group and take it from there. You might not have family in that area. You might not have friends. I don't know.
He's got to be willing to try something new.
Right. I mean, and a lot of people get stuck in a rut because they don't want to try anything new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. It's like, oh, I don't have any friends here. There's nothing to do here. Well, it's nothing to do here because you don't make anything to do. So what do you want
to
say, Wally?
No, in other situations, people compare themselves to another individual. Mm-hmm. And then when they look at it, that other individual say, okay, this person is in this situation during this time. Say it's in Christmas, and during this time, they're so happy. And now that makes them depressed.
Yeah.
The problem is they compare themselves to somebody else.
The grass
else.
Is not always exactly. greener on
and
the other
then
side.
And they look at that side and they're like, oh, why am I single? Why am I doing this? It's Christmas. I don't got this, that, and the other. So a lot of times people compare themselves to others, and that's why they get into a depressive state of mind.
And they don't even realize they didn't have that in June.
Exactly.
You didn't have it in the summertime. Exactly. So it's like you did the same thing in June that you're doing now. So why do you think anything's going to be different?
Exactly.
I think it's just that, you know, the media is putting it out there like, this is the time for family. This is time to be with people. And, you know, people just kind of internalize that. But as you all have said, the grass is not always greener on the other side.
No, it's not.
It's not. So. And I want to ask you, you know, going back to like finances, because this is also a difficult time financially for a lot of people. You know, job loss happens. I know I lost my job, you know, a couple years ago. I was mm-hmm. laid off. So the Christmas season, you know, I was a little disappointed that I couldn't, you know, get the gifts that I wanted to give. But I had to, you know, sit and think about it. Like, you know what? I still have food on my table. I still have a roof over my head. So mm-hmm. I did what I could do. You know, the main people I wanted to get something for was my nieces. Like, you know, mm-hmm. my mother, we talked about it. She's like, don't worry about giving me nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. So, but you know, what about that person who can't afford to buy their family members gifts? Maybe they have children. You know, maybe they have a spouse. What would you say to that person who is going through it right now?
I would say get creative. It's like the whole art of creativity has been lost. You know, even if it's something as simple as saying, I think I did this one year. I was like, look, I ain't got no money. Everybody getting a mixed CD. Period. Okay. And that was.
If I could have reached you to give you a high five right now, I would have. Yes.
You know,
you know what? That is so important. Get creative, Lord Jesus.
It's a lost art, though, because we live in the, you know, right now there's all this message on buy, 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 and everybody gets caught up in that. And it's kind of like, you know, you think back to sometimes what our parents did or grandparents did, and it's like, I'm not buying you nothing, but I'll show you how to go in here. We'll make some cookies, or, you know, we'll
right,
make a sandwich.
Yeah.
We'll do something. And part of the fun, part of the joy came from the actual act of creating. And then it was the piece about it being a thoughtful gift.
There you go.
You know, because if you're really thinking about other people, or people know that the gift that you made for them is really, you know, thought inspired, they can appreciate it so much more. And sometimes those are the things they hold on to more than, you know, the toy that gets bought. I mean, how many times you bought a kid, you know, an expensive gift, and they end up spending all the time with the box?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's
right.
More interesting.
My niece. Yeah, I know my niece.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I tell people with young children, like, you don't need to get them like a whole bunch of toys. Like, they have like $2,000 or $5,000 worth of gifts for their kid. That all they want is the wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
Kids want remotes. They like remotes. They like keys, and they like phones.
And they like time.
Right.
Yes.
You know, if you can give the gift of your time to spend with them, be like, look, I don't have a gift
yes.
for you, but I'm writing you, you know, a coupon book to say, you know, you can cash this in anytime, and we will go to the zoo, we'll go to the park, or, you know,
exactly.
you do that for, you know, for your significant other, saying, you know, this is good for a back rub, this is good for, you know, a home.
Your car.
Yes.
Right.
A picnic
and
in the living room.
Yes. Lord, I need to write that down. Be creative, because a lot of people are not creative. I remember a friend of mine, and we both had like the same issue, and, you know, it seems with a lot of guys, they think, well, if I can't buy you anything, then I'm not going to do anything at all. Like, because I can't afford to get you what I want to get you,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember we were somewhere for her birthday, and at a hotel. He was waiting for her downstairs at the bar. So he, you know, smoked, bought him a pack of cigarettes, was smoking, drinking a beer, blah, blah, blah. It's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he gave her? Nothing. Mm-hmm.
So he spent all the money on himself.
Not even a card.
Oh.
Mm.
His excuse, well, I couldn't get you what I wanted to get you. But she was like, well, I understand that your job situation ain't the best, but you could have got me a card or written me something, let me know what you were thinking of me.
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
got her nothing. And I've been in that situation before, too, with a guy. So, fellas, get creative, because that really... chaps my butt cheeks when guys don't put in any effort.
That term is hilarious.
That really chaps my butt cheeks. I'm not going to lie.
I just die laughing. That term is hilarious to me.
It irks my nerves. And speaking of my nerves being irked, you know, we are in the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And I'm definitely going to go more into this being creative thing, or lack thereof, because... Yes, but in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, and we are live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network. We're on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and dating advice and all that jazz. And also keep in mind that we have an event coming up. For all you singles out there who don't want to be single anymore, you might meet somebody on a party bus. We're going to have the Be My Valentine party bus on February 15th. That's Saturday, February 15th. So if you're in the D.C. area, hit us up. info@thisdateisover.com is the email address. But you can also go to the Eventbrite page. And I said I was going to remember it by heart. It's the Eventbrite page is Be Mine partybus.eventbrite.com. Be Mine partybus.eventbrite.com. So if you want to come on out. We're going to have some delicious libations on the bus, and we're going to go to a couple of great locations, party it up. You might get yourself a date or two. So yes, Be Mine partybus.eventbrite.com. check it out, get yourself a ticket while they last. Right now we have a coupon code. The coupon code is Be Mine. It'll get you 10% off of the ticket price. So yes. Nice. That's my public service for you guys. But as I said before, it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. But we also have Wally and Dr. Gray in the studio, because we are talking about being unhappily single during the holidays. And I wasn't even going to rant about this, but Dr. Gray just didn't touch the nerve. You touched the nerve talking about being creative. So I gotta switch gears for a hot second, because we talk about being unhappily single during the holidays, and I know that finances can be an issue. And please, like Dr. Gray said, you know, this is a great time, if money is an issue, to be creative. And time is huge. A lot of women spell love T-I-M-E, and I am one of those women, because my love languages are quality time and physical touch. So that would mean the world to me if somebody would, you know, carve out some time in their schedule for me. But also, if they would actually make something. If you took the time to make something for me, oh my God, I would totally melt. You have no idea. And it really chaps my butt cheeks when guys and ladies don't put any effort into using their resources. Use your brain. Use your brain and come up with something. You know what he or she likes. If you listen to my show, you know I love music. And hey, make me a mix CD. Hell yeah. That's a great gift. And as I say to, you know, all the time, when people, and when money is an issue, or even when, you know, you just want to do something different, there's a lot of beautiful music out there. I mean, it's poetry. All you have to do is take a couple of stanzas out of that song, take a few lyrics, type it on a piece of paper, frame it. My God, there you have it. So find a song that reminds you or makes you think. A nice song. Don't get the ratchet music and put that in there like gold all on my watch. Like don't frame that. But get something like Let's Get Closer, Atlantic Star. The songs, they say, if you want to know how long our love will last, this universe will pass. Come on. That's how nice. Beautiful is that? Like, you, Stevie Wonder, great, great writer, great lyricist. Check out some of his songs and write that. You know, type that out for your love interest. It's not, you don't even have to write it yourself. Just take it from one of these nice songs and put it in a frame. That's a great gift. Thank you. Thank you. Well, actually, you can thank me for that one. Or thank Dr. Gray for bringing that out. Talking about being creative. But going back to being unhappily single, for those of you out there who aren't unhappy, you know, have a little bit more compassion for people who might be going through some things, and reach out. You know that XYZ person might be a little on the depressed side, or maybe they get in the funk this time of year. They might have, you know, lost a parent or a relative, yeah, or a sibling, a loved one, or they might have had a breakup within the past 6 months or so, or a year. You know, invite them out somewhere. Take them, you know, I don't know. You know what your friends like. So, you know, try to tap into that. You know, make this holiday season about somebody else other than yourselves.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who are, you know, going through some things, I highly encourage you to try not to piss on other people's parades. Like, you know, if you're going through some things, you're entitled to your feelings. I've had my moments. I still have my moments, but you know when to express yourselves. And I highly recommend that you not do that on social media. You know, we have Dr. Gray in here. Dr. Gray, how can people contact you?
Oh, well, they can contact me by phone. Mm-hmm. Still got that. It works. 240-621-0215. Or they can reach me on Twitter at J.E. Gray with an A. At J.E. Gray PhD.
And can you repeat your number one more time?
240-621-0215. And, you know, I give you my website, but that's you know. I'm just going to send that to you so you can just post that right yes. instead of trying to read the whole
right,
thing off.
Right, right. So you have resources. So, you know, just try to take advantage of that. And as we said before, you know, go to Living Social or Groupon. Go spend that money yourself. Get yourself something or do something that you've never tried. You know, you they know, have so many great experiences and adventures on Groupon and Living Social for like a fraction of the price.
My wife and I, we did, I think, one on Groupon, this chocolate tour of D.C. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a walking tour down to Georgetown area mm-hmm. and hitting a few different places to serve, you know, chocolates mm-hmm. and whatnot. Fraction of the cost, had a great time, got to taste some stuff that we would have never known was there. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, those Groupons and Living Socials are just fantastic.
They are great.
And anybody who knows Miss Marie knows that I do not like chocolate or strawberries. So if anybody is planning on getting me a Christmas gift that contains chocolate or strawberries, you don't know me at all. Okay? Don't do it. But that sounds awesome. See, like you would have never experienced that. You know,
never.
Maybe you wanted to jump out of a plane, or maybe you wanted to go scuba diving or snorkeling or, I don't know, skiing or going to a concert for 1/8 of the price. You know, take advantage of that. Restore yourself. And that leads me to one of my other points. Let me go back here. I got so much going on in the studio. Cut my iPad back on here. My other point is, you know, are you really ready? And a lot of times, you know, especially with people who are like really depressed and whatnot, they're like, oh, if I just had somebody, things would be so different. But no, they wouldn't, because you're not whole right now. Mm-hmm. Like you're not yourself. You are depressed, you're sad, you like, what can you really bring to the table? So you're not ready. So, you know, my question to a lot of people, are you really ready for love? Are you really prepared to bring somebody else into your life at this stage? Mm-hmm. And I would gather that if you are bummed out 24/7, that you are not.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. I think one of the dangers around this time of year is this idea of, you know, people kind of getting a little desperate, and so they just mm-hmm. want to be with somebody, so they'll lower their standards and just kind of take anything so they can say that they're in a relationship mm-hmm. and trying to ride that, and then around Valentine's Day the wheels fall off.
December
26th the wheels fall off.
I see it all the time, and unfortunately they put themselves in a situation where they're just not in a happy situation, in a terrible situation. Mm-hmm. And I see it all the time.
Mm. You got to maintain your mm-hmm. standards, you know, yeah. and if you need the time to, you know, kind of get yourself together, by all means, take the time. It's okay. The mm-hmm. person that you need to be with, that you really want to be with, they'll be there.
Yeah. Right. Because if you are rushing God's blessing, guess what? You know, that person that was meant for you is going to walk right past
exactly.
you, because you were so in a rush to find somebody to be with that you missed out on Mr. or Mrs., you know, Ms. Wright.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Like, it's okay to be alone. Trust me, it is okay.
There's nothing wrong with it at all.
Shoot. It's more cost effective than the other way to be single, I'm telling you.
Hey, pockets are just great. I'm telling you.
Mortgage got paid on time.
I'm telling you, dudes out there.
Bill collectors are not calling me.
Listen to me. Listen to me right now.
I know a lot of guys are probably happy right
wallet
now.
Wallet size good. Real good.
Your wallet size is good, huh?
Real good. Feels good.
got a savings account.
Yeah, exactly. Compared to
he got a money market account.
Compared to where I was 3 years ago. Yeah, real good. My 4 years, real good.
Credit score is soaring.
Down Jones. Upwards, not downwards. I'm good.
I'm not listening to you. I'm about to go back on the Facebook. Hold on. Let me see how much. Okay, we do have time. Go back on the Facebook to see what people were saying as far as advice is concerned. Lord. Oh, and forgot to remind you guys that the slideshow from our 1 year anniversary is on YouTube. I posted the link earlier. I'll post it again. It's kind of cool. Why do I say it's cool? Because I made it. So let it's me know what nice, you think. Though. If you like it, I think it's pretty gosh darn awesome. So thanks again to everybody who was able to attend. We had a good time. I love Brickside. I got to go back there. You should have had that drink. It was called the Happy Ending. It was delicious. And my ending was quite happy because I went right to sleep when I got home. By myself.
It was quiet, right?
Disclaimer.
It
was quiet. Disclaimer. I went home.
Happy ending.
Alone. I had.
It was quiet for a while.
I went to sleep. A happy look. I cherish my sleep because I don't get to sleep as much as I used to.
Hilarious. Just hilarious.
I don't get to sleep. I don't have that luxury any longer, unfortunately. You know, working and going to school and having a blog site and having a business. That time is not on my side. Like,
I told you, Miss Marie's a boss.
Oh, I'm trying to be. Shoot.
She gets it in.
You have
terms
no idea.
Of doing her job.
Right, right.
She
the
gets
hustle.
It in. She, her hustle is nonstop.
Man, all day, every day.
All day, every day. So.
But let me go back to Facebook. Mel says, this is the question, by the way, what advice would you give to those who are unhappily single during the holidays? Mel says, stay busy, make plans with single buddies, call me, let's chat, want to go to dinner? Yes, I'm talking to anonymous singles, but hey, I like to go to dinner with folks. Women need only apply because she's married and she don't want to get in trouble with the husband. So ladies, if you are single and you know going through some things and you need a buddy to chat with, Mel's available to talk to you. She gives great advice, to tell you that much. Junebug says, unless you are broke with hungry kids in the house, being single ain't that bad. Just treat yourself to a gym membership and get ready for the summer. Alrighty then. Pralad, he said, single equals less money you have to spend for gifts. Damn right.
It's amazing how much this keeps coming back to money.
Right.
Financial.
It keeps
financial.
Coming back to money. Ophelia says, find a hobby, a passion that keeps you busy. That's if you true. Truly love and enjoy your life, you won't be lonely because you're too busy. I find that I'm sometimes so busy,
that's right.
I've actually considered quitting my real job because it gets in the way of so many other things I like doing. Honey, who are you telling?
You know, if you got the money to do that, and back to the money, handle your business.
Right. Johnny says, if you're unhappy and single, find your happy. Otherwise, you'll be single for a long time.
Oh, most definitely. Don't get into a relationship unhappy.
Heck no.
Before you get there.
Heck no. Because that's not going to lead to any great results. April says, I like the person that said volunteer. That way you are out of the house and can't sit around miserable. I also like to find a Netflix show that to engross myself in for when I am home alone. Like, I just started the Game of Thrones. It's awesome. And lastly, go on dates. Get on a website and make some dates for drinks. Well, coffee, nothing big, just a reason to get sexy, casual, and go out. Hello, yeah, there are plenty of free dating sites. You know, you have what? Plenty of Fish, Zeus, Black People Meet. I don't think that's free, but it's close to free. But you, I don't know about Craigslist. I wouldn't do that.
Probably,
but you have options. You know, just Google free online dating, and you can find yourself a date. You know, it doesn't have to be anything serious, but you can get yourself a casual date during the holiday season. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. But if you are a Debbie Downer, then perhaps you might not want to go on a date with anybody because nobody wants that attitude.
Not at all. Nobody wants somebody who's openly negative right across.
Heck
from
no.
Them. Nobody wants.
But
that.
You have options. So,
yeah, exactly.
So
options.
You, there should be no excuse why somebody is sitting at home crying during the holiday season. If they really want to get out, if you want to get out, you will get out. There's a lot of people that just don't have the will or the mindset to really do anything. So don't get stuck in a rut. Get out of that house. Go on a date. Go have some drinks. Make a meetup club, Groupon, all that jazz.
Just be merry. Just be merry. Be
just
happy.
Just be merry.
Yeah,
all
be
right.
Merry. Be happy.
Try to be merry. But
exactly.
Keep in mind, you give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also, post your feedback on the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. And also, go to the website, ThisDateIsOver.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes, all that jazz. And share the website. We have some great content. It's ThisDateIsOver.com. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio on The Flow.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes? Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network.
Brothers and sisters,
is over radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Here I am again, asking questions, waiting to be moved. I am so unsure of my perception, what I thought I knew. I don't see where is the turn, so I can get back to what I believe in, back to the old me and God. Please hear my call, I am afraid for me. Love has burned me raw, I need your healing, please. Please, please. I am such a fool, how did I get here? Played by all the rules, then they changed. I am but a child to your vision, standing in the cold and the rain. Lost here in the dark, I can't see my foot to take a step. What is happening? Oh, this hurts so bad, I can hardly breathe. I just wanna leave. So God, please hear my call, I am afraid for me. Love has burned me raw, I need your healing, please. God, please hear my call, I am afraid for me.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. That was music from Jill Scott. The song was Hear My Call. Right before that was music from William Devon with Be Thankful for What You've Got. Because tonight we're talking about being unhappily single during the holidays. And one of the points that we've been trying to drive home this evening is that you have to be thankful for what you already have. Practice the art of contentment. Because if you still have breath in your body, you are blessed. So take that into consideration before you have a pity party this holiday season, that you are in fact blessed to be living and breathing and a part of this crazy world. Yes, it is crazy, but we're still breathing, still maintaining. But anyways, we got Dr. Gray in the studio.
Hey, hey.
And we got Wally in the studio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
And as we were talking about earlier, you know, I was asking, you know, Dr. Gray made a great point about being creative when it comes to gifts. But what about that person who may have lost their job and, you know, their child wants, you know, the the Barbie Escalade or the Dora the Explorer, and that's something they've been hell-bent on having, and they can't provide that because of situation or circumstances. Because I remember when I lost my job a couple years ago, I went to social services to try to get health insurance. You know, I like to go to the doctor. I mean, I'm not like a sickly person, but I like to, you know, stay on top of my health care. And while I was there, although they denied me, I was like, do you have kids? I said, no. They said, oh, they just like threw my packet right in the trash because you got to have kids. But anyways, there was a guy in social services who was, you know, very upset. And he was just screaming at the people like, look, what do you want me to do? I'm just trying to feed my family. Why do you keep delaying the process? I need these food stamps. I need X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm just like, you know, he was just completely emasculated in the social services office. So if, you know, if a guy is in his situation where he has, you know, or a woman has lost her job and they can't afford to feed their family, or they can't afford to buy that gift that they really want to get for their children, what would you say to him or her? You know, how can they cope with this situation? You know, Christmas is like a couple of weeks away.
I mean, if they're worried more about feeding their family, then I'd say that, you know, whatever the Barbie gift is probably on hold anyway.
You know, but kids don't think like that. They're like, well,
no, it's not that they don't. I mean, they can. If you explain it to the child and kind of are training up a child to understand what's going on and how they have to, how they're going to be preparing for life and how they take care of their families at some point in the future, then you can have that conversation with the child and help them start to understand, you know, what the challenges and responsibilities are, how the two go together. But you can also help the children by saying, you know, if this is a gift that you want, you know, starting before the holidays or even during the holidays, like, all right, here's the, you saying this is the gift that you want. Well, how can you help get it? How can you help earn it? And you just make a little bit of a game out of it to help educate the child about, you know, problem solving, about thinking through how can we afford this? You know, if mommy and daddy don't have all the money in the world, then that means you maybe you can't get all the gifts. You know, Cat Williams in his stand up, he talked about
inside the shoes.
And you know, in the Nintendo games, and it's kind of like he had a good point there, but his child was able to understand. So it's like we almost don't give kids enough credit
for
what they are capable of understanding. Most kids, you know, you sit down and say like, look, you know, we got a choice. You can have this game and we'll be out on the street, or, you know, you can eat for the next month.
But it's a different situation when it's like one parent makes more than the other. Like if you're not together, and you know, women do this sometimes. Like, oh yeah, your little deadbeat father couldn't get you no gift because he ain't working. But you know, you're the father trying to say, hey, you know, daddy, you know, lost his job, and you got mom who might, you know, be bitter, saying, well, your father ain't this, and then her family's telling the child that, well, your father didn't even get you nothing for Christmas, and you're beating it into that child that, you know, well, your father didn't think you were worthy.
But see, that gets into a different issue.
Right.
Because then it's talking about, like, what kind of respect do you have for the person that you made this child with? You know, and if you are really bad-mouthing them that much, then what does that say about you that you got involved with them to begin with? You know, if this is supposed to be your child's parent, then there ought to be a certain amount of respect there that is shown and reiterated.
Should is a key word.
Hey, I'm still an optimist in some ways.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be, and I appreciate that, because I need to be more optimistic. But I just, you know, the things that I see, it's very sad. It breaks my heart, because I know people who have been in that situation. You know, women too, like, you know, the guy completely abandoned them and the child, and he's never gotten not one Christmas gift, which I don't know. She's never like bad-mouthed him, but you know,
well, some people kind of deserve to be bad-mouthed, but you know, you still try not to. And I mean, I think for some of the kids, in some ways it may be like, look, I can't get you the gift now, but we can work so that you can have it. You know, we'll do a Christmas in, you know, July or something like that, and just kind of be saving up towards it. And
yeah, one of the things I'm considering, even though I don't have kids, but in the future, like, you know, we should do Christmas December 27th or the 28th. You know, one stuff
after
is like 1/8 of the price, because, you know, it's like everything's on sale, and you're rushing to kill yourself to get all these gifts. And you see people that go crazy over Black Friday. You done prayed and thanked God for everything the night before, and then the day after you going crazy in the mall fighting somebody over some stuff. Just stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's all about stuff. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. Don't forget, you give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
The symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here with your host, Miss Marie, on rocktheflow.com, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind that The State Is Over Radio broadcasts each and every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. And we also have great programming here on The Flow because we don't believe in playing the same five songs every 18, 19 minutes. We believe in variety and playing stuff that people like. Well, I know I play what I like. I hope y'all like it. Y'all better like it because I play some great music. And speaking of great music, I just played one of my absolute favorite Chaka Khan songs. The song was Everlasting Love. And even that's a great song that you could, fellas or ladies, type up for Christmas. Frame it. Get you a nice script font and put it in a frame and bada bing, you are in there. I'm telling you, I know these things. How do I know this? I don't know how I know this. I just know it. So look up Everlasting Love by Chaka Khan. It's a beautiful song. Love it. So we are joined tonight in the studio with my buddy Wally.
Prince Woliola.
Prince. He's a Nigerian prince.
I tie my own shoes.
You tied him once?
Yes.
It's an overrated experience.
Overrated experience.
We also have Dr. Gray.
Yeah, nothing quite as creative as the prince over here. But
Yes. Oh, great one. Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
No problem.
Are the rose bearers here?
No, I left them in my car.
Okay.
They were doing too much.
I hope they're not freezing to death out there.
Hey, it's the sacrifices in life you gotta go with. So.
Sacrifices for their great friends.
Exactly.
Yes. But anyways, tonight we're talking about being unhappily single during the holiday season. And gifts.
Yes.
What are some good gifts, or what do you recommend gift-wise, like Wally, being single and mingling? What is a good gift to get somebody that you're perhaps, you know, just, I don't say just met, but maybe y'all got acquainted within like the past few weeks, so maybe it's been like a month or a couple months?
Well, for me, I always try to pay attention. So anything within the conversation, it doesn't have to be price. Price is overrated. So
he says, you know what, I really love diamonds. No. That is my birthstone, by the way, fellas. Diamond.
I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper. So I like to pay attention with someone, like what a lady says, with like what she likes or whatever, and mm-hmm. I get into that. And so once I get a niche, you know, I get that, and I store it in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
and once I store it, I buy it.
And what is that?
It could be anything.
So ask the question: what's a good inexpensive gift? So give me some tangible suggestions.
All right, it could be an interest. So it may be for a restaurant. It may be a coupon for a restaurant. It may be a
A coupon for like $5 off.
Stop it, child. Stop it, child. It may be that. Maybe a DVD.
Merry Christmas. Here's a coupon DVD for you to McDonald's. DVD. You get one filet fish for $1.
McDonald's has a great, and I mean a great, bacon ranch buffalo chicken sandwich. McChicken sandwich. Great sandwich. Anyway, I'm going off topic. But,
that's
you know,
you do that right. Yeah, exactly. You got a good gift.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a DVD or it's just the interest of the individual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I pay attention. I make sure I pay attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I focus on it. And I may like nod my head, oh, that's nice, that's what you like, and then I just register it in my mind, and then that's what it is. But it may be a DVD, it may be a book, it may be whatever. So mm-hmm. it just depends.
Yeah, I remember I was in one of these Facebook groups. I belong to like 15, and a woman had asked that question. You know, what is a good gift to get, you know, a guy that she's probably been seeing for like a couple of weeks? You know, just as a nice gesture. Mm-hmm. And they like chewed her out. Like, why on earth would you want to get somebody you just met a gift? Like, it was a bad thing. Mm-hmm. To do something nice with somebody. Like, when did we become such a bitter and just unpleasant society? Like, it's so wrong to buy something for somebody, or so wrong to do something for somebody. Because she was like, you know what, I'm not expecting anything in return. Just wanted to show him that, you know, I was thinking of him. You mm-hmm. know,
just some hating people in the world. Sorry.
There are some, I'm just there like, are some what hating. Is the big deal?
Depressed. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but there's some hating, depressed people in the world. And I mean depressed in terms of like what we're talking about right here. I'm talking about
just bitter in general.
Bitter. Just so.
And why are people so like, bitter?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get that. Because they were definitely like chewing her out. I'm just like, what's the big deal? If she want to get him a gift, that's her prerogative. Like,
maybe
she was just asking for suggestions.
Maybe they haven't gotten a good gift or a thoughtful gift in a while from the person that they're with.
That's,
and they're like,
how
is it this person that is brand new in this, you know, not even in a relationship, they're being thoughtful and trying to get this other person a gift, and they, you know, that person is looking over at their significant other saying, you know what, you couldn't give me no flower, you couldn't, you know, run through somebody's garden and snip off a rose or something, mm-hmm. or, you know, give me a bag of gummy bears, you know. but
yeah, gift giving. Oh, we do have a call. I can't even see. Hopefully I don't hang up on the person this time. Hold on. Oh, I think we lost them. Caller, are you there? Oh no, they're not there. Oops, sorry, my bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, whatever. Right? I done hung up. Sorry. Oh well. But going back to gifts, giving to in order to receive. You know, that happens a lot. I know. I didn't expect anything. I just wanted to know if the person actually got me something, because I got something for somebody one year, and I was like, you know, it was no big deal if they didn't get me anything, but I wanted to know. And then I was like, did you give me anything for Christmas? Like, what'd you get? And I knew he ain't get a damn thing. Never. He kept saying that he got me something. I ain't seen that gift yet.
Oh.
I said, what did you get me? Oh, you know what? I don't even remember. You ain't get a damn thing. Like, won't you just say you didn't get anything? Like, I know you didn't give me nothing.
Well, you know, he was trying to, you know, do the Bill Clinton thing and just like, yeah, I got you something. It was that thing. I got you that thing that time, you know?
Yeah. way back when. Well, when I asked the question, like, what should people get? A lot of people say, you know, gift cards. Yeah, gift cards are cool. But, yeah, it seems so impersonal. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I will take a gift card. I'm not going to lie.
You'll take it, yeah.
I would.
Although,
it's safe.
Random story, even though it's not about Christmas. First and last date with a guy, he said, you know, my grandmother always told me that when you go out with a woman, you always bring her a gift. I was like, oh, that's very nice. Mm-hmm. He hands me a gift card to Victoria's Secret.
A little too much, a little too soon.
It's like, thank you, and peace. I got myself some real nice lingerie that he did not see.
Jeez. You know his feelings were hurt.
Right? But yeah, I thought that was funny. But a lot of people say give gift cards. I think Johnny made a good suggestion. He said a gift collection consisting of a CD, coffee, tea, or stuff from a local store. You know, I like things that require somebody to actually think, or like they put thought into, because it's not gonna take much. Like, oh, okay, let me just get her a gift card to Target. Like, I mean, although it's nice, I'm not, don't get me wrong, but I think I like when somebody goes the extra mile when it comes to giving a gift. So you guys have any suggestions for inexpensive yet creative gifts?
Make a coupon.
Like you said earlier, make you a know, coupon. Make that coupon book.
This coupon is good for, you know, a night out of dancing or something.
This coupon is good for one night of without nagging.
Yeah. That's just swell. I like that
one. Can we redeem that one?
I like that one. I'm a big fan of that one.
That's it? Just coupons? You got any other suggestions, Wally? The prince doesn't have any suggestions?
It just depends. To me, it depends on the person. I can't, like, just... For me, it's all about the communication you have with that person. That's how I look. That's how I get to give a gift. I can't just say, okay, this gift, that gift is going to work. It's just it just depends on the conversation I have with the person. Once I talk to them and I figure out, okay, you like this, because everybody doesn't like the same thing. If I give this person a gift card,
that's true.
This person be like, oh, I'm insulted. You give me a gift card, you're not thinking about me.
Like Elaine, when Jerry gave her that money,
yeah, exactly,
he gave her like $91 for her birthday.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like,
and she wanted that bench. Yeah.
But at the same time, somebody might be ecstatic about getting that gift card. You know what I mean? So it's just different.
You heard it from the prince.
It's different.
Pay attention to the person and tap into what they actually like.
Yes.
So pay attention. But we got to go to commercial once again, so keep it right here on The Flow. And also, caller, call us back. Sorry, I don't know what I did with the phone line, but the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @datasover, and like us and follow us, all that good stuff. Post your feedback on Facebook at facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network. All
call so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IAMFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
Oh, I just can't stop thinking about your love.
Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard one of my favorite songs that I haven't played in a long time. That song was Thinking About Your Love by the Urban Knights. Great jazz group. If you've never heard of them, Google them. The Urban Knights. But tonight we're talking about being unhappily single during the holidays. And got my buddy, the Nigerian Prince.
Thank you.
Wole Ola.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Bawani and Jollof Rice to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Puff and Fufu.
Fufu, yes. Yes. Moi, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
I appreciate all that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome, my American friend. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Nigerian Prince. Please, let me get your autograph before you leave tonight.
I will. I will give you that. I will bless you with that.
Thank you. Please, please.
I claim that. There you go. Next.
We have Dr. Gray in the studio as well.
You know, I don't know how to follow that. So I'm just going to say good evening, everybody.
Yes, but we're talking about being a happily single during the holiday season. And, it's almost time for us to get out of here, so I got to wrap it up. So I just want to recap, as I said before, step one, don't be a Scrooge. Don't rain on anybody else's parade because you might be going through some things. Get the appropriate help that you need. Dr. Gray is available. And there are other doctors. If you're not in the D.C. area, just do some research. If you have health insurance, your insurance should cover that.
Yep.
All you have to do is pay your copay if you have one. So I highly recommend you looking into that. If you are going through some things, don't suffer in silence. But also don't shout it on social media. That's not the platform for that. So get the help that you need. Step two, even though this is in no particular order, and you can take with a grain of salt because I ain't no damn expert, but whatever. Self-love is the best love. So, take this time to love on you, because if you don't love you, who else is going to love you? You got to love yourself. And yeah. Step three, stay active. Get out, volunteer, start a meetup group, find a meetup group in your area, find some people who like to do what you do. Hang out with your friends or family. If you don't have friends and family, then meetup will be a great way to get some new friends and family. Just look up networking events in your area. You never know. There's going to be a whole lot of holiday parties coming up the next few weeks. Get you out, go out and have fun. And if it's not already sold out, I highly recommend, if you're in the D.C. area, go to the Zen Z Christmas Party. It is off the hook. But you have to get yourself a room, because it's wall-to-wall liquor, and I do not recommend anybody driving after that. So Zen Z, Z-I-N-Z-I. Google it. Number four, the art of contentment. Be thankful for what you already have. And number five, really ask yourself, if you really want to be in a relationship and you're that lonely and sad about being single, then you might want to ask yourself if you're really ready for love. Because if you don't love yourself at this point in time, then it just might not be the time for you. But let me pass it to my guests for some parting words. I'll start with the Prince. Prince Wale.
All I want to say is, don't be negative. Focus on the positive. Focus on what you do have in your life rather than what you don't have. And that's the most important thing. Once you do that, I think you'll find what you're looking for.
All right. Dr. Gray, any final words?
Oh, just a couple. Now is not the time to withdraw and be isolated. So even if that's your inclination, try to step out and do something different. Be creative. Volunteer, get out, meet people. And if you need to talk to somebody, do not be afraid to do so.
Yes.
Because everybody got problems.
Everybody has problems. Do not be afraid to talk to somebody that's safe, about your problems. And as Dr. Gray said, be creative. And for those of you who are just bubbling with joy, have compassion for those who might be down on their luck. Bring them into your home. Let them come over for a holiday. Maybe they won't need a drink, but a holiday chicken leg or something. I don't know. Holiday game of taboo. I don't know. Something.
Throw a dessert party.
Yeah, throw a dessert party or throw, I don't know, throw something. So have compassion for those who might be going through, something at this time of the year. And also, as I said before, YouTube will, find something that makes you laugh. Whenever I'm going through some things, or just in general, I like to laugh. So what I'll do is I'll pop in a Seinfeld DVD or look at Netflix or find some type of comedy to watch, because your laughter is great medicine, especially for me. And as I said before, go to YouTube, that guy, Ice JJ Fish, worst singer on the planet Earth. He will definitely bring a laugh or a tear to your eyes. He's definitely brought laughter and tears to my eyes. So I don't have anything else to say, I think. Yes, I do. Going back to being creative for your gifts, fellas and ladies, you know, think about, you know, the creativity aspect that Dr. Gray was speaking of. You don't have to always go out and buy something expensive. You know, your time is more valuable than anything, especially when it comes to me. You know, time means everything. But you know what? I got to shut up because we got to get out of here. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to my guests in the studio. Come back next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and make certain you check us out on the Party Bus. Yes, Be Mine Party Bus. eventbrite.com. You just might meet somebody February 15th, 2014. So I hope you guys have a wonderful and blessed holiday season, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.